What's going on? This is Conversational Skills, the podcast for people by a person just trying to open and continue the dialogue we need. So this week, I wanted to talk about the name of the podcast, Conversational Skills, and also kind of reintroduce myself a little bit. So as a kid, my brother, who is also a creative, gave me the nickname Skillet. Which was cool. It was cool for a while. I was like 9 at the time. And he eventually gave me a nickname for my nickname, which is Skills. Lo and behold, it became a little bit of a prophecy because I do have mad skills, like in a lot of different things. So that's kind of cool. So yeah, so like Skills is like my childhood nickname. I spell it lowercase s, capital K, I-L-L-Z. But the reason why I wanted to name this podcast Conversational Skills was because it really is supposed to be about people. It's supposed to be about community. It's supposed to be about the human race coexisting as one and really trying to get to know one another. You know what I mean? Obviously, right now, it's kind of just me. And that's cool and that's fine. And I'm going to just keep telling you my stories until somebody is down to come and share their own on here. I like to talk, you know what I mean? I'm sure you guys can tell. I always have a lot to say. I love talking to people. I love getting to know people. I have a fascination with people and their stories and just wanting to get to know it, because I feel like at the moment that you take the focus off of yourself and put it onto somebody else, you're automatically going to gain a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of understanding of yourself and of the world and of that person, with the perspective that they'll actually be willing to open up and share about things, you know. But that's, I don't know, like for me, like that's really important. You know, we have to exist on this earth and we don't have to always agree. I actually think this agreement is good. Like, I'm actually glad when I don't agree with someone, because it reminds me that like no two people are the same, you know? And I know I said that like in the introduction episode, it's like there's 7-8 billion people on this planet. Like literally no two stories are the same. There's no way. Even if you're identical twins, you have your own perspective as an individual. You know what I mean? And the more we get to a place of understanding that, I think we'll have a little bit more peace in the world, you know? Because there's so many different religions and languages and skin types and genders now and sexuality spectrum and all of these things that are like physical makeups of who we are. But the trauma that someone goes through, or the momentous, joyous occasions that people get to experience, like for me, all of that is like character building, you know what I mean? And like, that's the root of someone that I want to get to know. That is the root, that is the essence of a person that I want to get to know. I love looking into people's souls and like looking into people's spirits, because it helps me kind of have discernment for my own. It helps me to get to know myself and understand, well, where is my spirit in this? Where is my soul in this? Where do I look to and for certain things? You know what I mean? And it helps me get closer to God, you know. For me, like, I know I've mentioned this before, but like me being a person of faith and being a Christian and following Christ, is that I do genuinely believe that every single person, whether you believe to acknowledge him or not, we are all images of God. You know what I mean? We are image bearers of God. You know what I mean? And I have to treat everyone as such. You know, the only time that we won't agree is if you decide to disrespect me or my family. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of the only time where like the gloves come off and I'm like ready to fight. But that's super rare. Like I'm not really an angry person. I don't like to fight. I'm not a fighter. But like it helps me to empathize with other people. And I think we just don't have enough of that in the world. You know what I mean? So like, I really wanted to create this and create the podcast and name it Conversational Skills to find a way to empathize with people, you know. This is just my way of kind of trying to do that, you know. And eventually someone else is going to come on here and talk with me, because as much as I love talking with myself, it kind of defeats the purpose of this podcast a little bit. So eventually we'll get to a place, like, especially like once I can afford some different equipment and learn how to kind of maneuver it. And because I still want to make sure like the quality is good, you know, and the content is good, and that everything is there, that, you know, we'll, moving forward, we'll start to incorporate some other things. So in terms of me reintroducing myself, I know in the very first like intro episode, I gave my name, I'm Chris Lee, which I am. God, a lot of times in the Bible, will rename people when they have like an encounter with God. And so in spirit of that, in lieu of that, I'm really want to start going by 10, at least in my creative spaces. 10 as in the number, you know, T-E-N, super simple. And the reason being is that I don't like believe in numerology or anything like that, but I do believe that there is power in numbers, you know what I mean? There's a reason why they call it the Holy Trinity, you know, it's three in one, you know what I mean? So it's little things like that. You have to forgive, you know, your neighbor 70 times seven, you know, there's a completion and a perfection in that, you know? So not that I believe that, like, if I see all these numbers that like things are, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to tell my future or anything like that. But like, I do hold some kind of value to them, because God does, you know? And I think it's significant for me, especially with the spelling of my name, that like the last three letters of my first name are T-E-N. And I don't think that was coincidental. It may not have been a conscious choice on the part of my parents, but for me, going through the journey that I'm going through, especially like with last weekend or 2 weeks ago when I was talking about identity, the number 10 is like super important for me, you know, because I break it down to 3 and 7, you know, 3 being the Trinity and my faith and where I stand on that, of believing God is three persons in one, and then 7 being the number of completion, and realizing that like God's plan for me and plan for my life will come to pass, you know, and his will for the world is going to come to pass and be complete. And so I just really resonate with the number 10. And I'm kind of honored that it's kind of in my name, you know. And then even just like looking at the number 1 and the number 0 and kind of like what they can and can't represent, you know, I don't know. It's really cool. And it's, you know, it's also like it's a code binary number, which is cool. So yeah, so just kind of as from here on out, I know I introduced myself as Chris, but I'm going to reintroduce myself as 10. And it is an absolute honor and pleasure to meet you guys. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you guys are on this journey with me. If you guys tune into it, I'd love to hear some feedback. Hey, like if you want to come on and talk to me and come share your story, I'll gladly hand you over this mic. You can just tell me your life story for 10 minutes. That would be great. You know, because we all are in this world together, and we do need to find and have more empathy for one another. So I really do encourage everyone to find someone to talk to, you know, if you have things on your heart and on your mind, and like share your creativity, share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your opinions. You know, don't expect people to conform to whatever it is that you believe or think. But I don't know, be free in the fact that like you are an individual with your own purpose and your own plan and things like that, you know. So once again, I am 10, and this is Conversational Skills. Have a blessed day.